I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The family of Latin American dance music contains many critical styles, from the cha-cha-cha, merengue, rumba, the tango, bachata, samba, and the ever-popular salsa. What's more, several additional styles, including the mambo, a Latin dance born in Cuba, was developed in the 1940s.
Libre!
Taxi!
Taxi!
Libre!
Mambo, a Latin dance initially created in Cuba in the 1930s, developed in the 1940s by Cuban musicians like Perez Prado and others. It is said that it comes from the name of a god of war. In the distant past, Cubans affiliated the term mambo with the syncretic religion Santeria. In Yoruba mythology, the word means to talk. In Haitian voodoo religion, the term mambo references a Haitian priestess. With the arrival of Haitian workers that immigrated to Cuba at the start of the 19th century, it is probable that Haitians and Cubans both had a hand in the birth of the mambo. Mambo music is an outgrowth of an earlier form of dance music called the contradanza, a European-centered social dance that arrived in Haiti and Cuba. In time, the locals gave contradanza a dramatic facelift, featuring a livelier up-tempo pulse, advanced footwork, and rapid dance movements that encouraged more freedom of expression. It didn't take long before a host of well-traveled, famous Cuban musicians began performing and recording this new music with a massive marketing campaign that traveled to New York and even Mexico, where it took root overnight. In time, established and emerging Cuban and North American jazz musicians alike were creating charts for big band performances and recordings. Typically employing conga drums, bongos, timbales, claves, and other instruments unique to Cuba, the mambo also features trumpet, saxophone, and bass. Recording artists such as Tito Puente, Ima Sumac, Javier Cugat, Machito, Charlie Palmieri, Benny Moray, and many, many more join Perez Prado's transformational mambo movement. The mambo's up-tempo, infectious mood, first appearing in Cuba in the late 1930s, had by the 1950s taken the Latin dance world by storm. What came next was an even bigger sensation as newer musical genres emerged from the mambo. One, centered on the percussive scraping sound of the Cuban güiro, would come to define what is known today as the cha-cha-cha. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.